Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 221-1402, unless you are calling from far, far away. Then it's 1-800-521-1989. Brought to you by the cast of thousands, beginning with Frosty, our producer.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm fine, Frosty. Are you okay?
I am great.
That's great. I bet you're happy today. I'll tell you why later.
Okay.
Soulmate, Linda.
Good morning. You hear this voice?
What voice?
Well, there is a voice. It's probably an octave lower, and that is because last night...
That's right.
Okay, I'm guilty. I'm the one that gave full frontal assault hugs, danced on the floor and hooped and hollered to some great music. Jim Dyer Band, we have to thank our of course, the people that we were sitting with. And we want to thank
Trudy Pratt.
And Mark and Mrs. Pratt, Tori Pratt, and Mike, and all the great players in the band, and all the people that we saw. It was a great time. And you know what it reminded me of? My days in Nashville. Great musicians, arty crowd, and then you had to do some oyster shooters.
It was Cinco de Mayo.
And I sucked a few down.
They had oysters there, oyster shooters. And I haven't had oyster shooters in years.
Maybe that's why I didn't sleep.
Great. And anyway, we were doing that. Just had a number of things that it was a great time last night. Pio Locos and that band, who is outstanding.
And before we go on further with commending some fantastic musicians, we have a special guest in the house right today, all day with us.
Okay, now, if you remember a few weeks ago, we said, you know what, we'd like to, you know, if you want to come on here and sit in here with us, kind of as a guest host, and see what goes on in the craziness here, and, you know, and actually say a few things, why don't you write to us? Well, a few people did, and this gentleman, Eli Leedy, was selected to come in, and here he is. Good morning, Lita.
Morning, Carl, Linda. Thank you so much for having me. It's awesome in here.
Well, you know what? We are always, you know, we love what we do, and the reason we do it is because of our listeners. And if we, you know, and we talk about it every so often. Oh, yes, you know, gosh, it's a good thing you weren't here during the break. You would have seen this. So we thought every so often we can bring in somebody and subject them to the torture that Frosty has to go through when he's here. During the breaks, and plus, just see how the show runs. So this is the first, and we'll do this on a very irregular basis, but we will be doing it. So welcome aboard.
Thank you so much. It's awesome. It's a lot less glamorous in here than it seems. Listening on the radio, I must say, just to admit
it actually
that,
smells
know.
Like a studio. Yeah. anyway, we're going to take a short break, and on the other side of this break, just hang on there, you guys. We've got somebody who is calling in from Nashville. You're going to be surprised with this guy's history, what he's got going on. But right now, we're going to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You want good quality done at very reasonable prices in your jewelry? You go see Leonard, you go see Four Winds Jewelry. They're the ones to go to. They're open from 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Other times, by appointment.
Let's get down to business here on the phone. Good morning, Cam King.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, how you doing, Cam?
I start many of my days miles from you guys, another part of the country, and I turn on that little desktop computer, and I hear that trumpet, I hear that bugle, and that Harley taking off, and I know the Marines are after me again.
Hey, Cam, tell us where you are right now and what happened last night, and then kind of tell us why.
You want geographically or really Google map down to the point here? I'm in the kitchen. I'm in a friend's kitchen in a beautiful wooded area, chewing on a sassafras leaf in Nashville, Tennessee, in a holler where the sun rarely shines. And that's a far piece for a New Mexico boy, but I love it here. I'm here because Serendipity has declared that I be one of 16 authors who wrote some short stories that ended up in a compendium called Amplified, Fiction from Leading Alternate Country Indie Rock, Blues, and Folk Musicians, on the Melville House Press out of New York. This is a great honor because it's very difficult to get published these days. And, of course, there's guilt associated when you get published when you're not even trying. And so I'm suffering from from author's guilt at the moment. And I'm surrounded in this undertaking by some incredibly talented and versatile people. For the radio audience, Linda and I know each other from years ago in Nashville. We're very good friends. We met, as Nashville songwriters do, in the process of doing what we do, writing songs, meeting people, going out and playing the music. And my life has been extremely blessed by meeting Linda and in turn Carl, wonderful people. And it's a pleasure to be here on this radio show. But basically, again, to illustrate, I'm a songwriter. I've been at it a long time, all my life. I play guitar. I'm a lifelong musician. And I've written some songs and got some cuts. Lone Star did a song of mine, and so did Garth Brooks.
Okay, tell our listeners this, the Lone Star song and the Garth Brooks song.
Well, the Lone Star song, this is interesting. I wrote this song when I was living in dire poverty up in the Hollywood Hills. If that's not an oxymoron, I don't know what is. But I was up in the Hollywood Hills, fresh out of a divorce and living in a rented room, and having the time of my life. I was writing. I was very productive at the time, and I came up with this little song called Heartbroke Every Day, which had a very distinctive Clarence White-style string-bending riff to it for you guitar players. And I held on to that song for a number of years and took that to Nashville with me when I moved there. And it became the first song recorded by this fledgling band called Lone Star and was the first cut on their first album. And anyway, the long story short is that the man in the band who sang the song, Johnny Rich, didn't get to sing all the lead parts he wanted to, and he quit the band, and he's in a little thing called Big and Rich now.
Yeah, John Rich. What a writer, huh?
Yeah, what a great guy. Fantastic character. Funny guy. And we've had some good times written some songs together. And that song kind of got me established in Nashville, and I was able to follow up on that with a song that that did not take 6 years to get cut, as the first one did. And this was a Christmas song, which, of course, gets written and recorded in July. And that was a little Roadhouse Rockin' Christmas song called Baby Jesus Is Born. And Mr. Garth Brooks put that on his last Christmas album, Garth Brooks and the Magic of Christmas.
And that bought you the farm.
Actually, Lone Star bought me the farm. Garth Brooks made some other payments, and then Love took it away.
Well, but just think of the great stories and the songs you can write over those heartbreaks. Huh?
And by I'm going to tell you, just because you write them doesn't mean you can't stop living them.
Exactly. Major sound of suckage down the drain, like, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Cam, this thing about the author's guilt, trust me, you'll get over that when those first royalty checks come rolling in.
Hey, Carl, I've got my first royalties check. It's a box of 50 books.
Hey, thank you. We got a great book here. It's called Amplified. We're on the phone with Cam King, one of the 16 authors. This book has 16 original short stories by some of the most important and innovative young.
Yes. Young. 50 is the new 20.
Yes.
I told that to my friend Randy Handley yesterday, and he said, "You're talking money, right?"
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
So tell us what happened last night.
Last night, the four of the, or actually five, including me, five of the 16 authors, aforementioned authors, who live currently in the Nashville area, with my exception. I came in from Fredericksburg, Texas, which I now reside. It's in Germantown in the hill country west of Austin. And we gathered at a local a mall bookstore, a very nice place, and there was a great assemblage of friends and industry people, and the editors showed up, and we were sitting in a usual reading format, which is, straight across the front of the audience in the bookstore, and each of us read a selection from the stories, and it was just terrific to sit there with fellow writers whom we all share the same common thread here, that we are stunned that we are published and being given this opportunity to tell our story. and we each of us read an excerpt from our stories, and it was a very eclectic number of stories. And about an hour after we were done, we just went down the street and across the street to the famous Bluebird Cafe, where we again assembled in the round and performed songs for, again, a packed house and a very appreciative audience. And I don't believe it, I played the Bluebird Cafe, and they gave me money at the end of the night.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. You got
the cover
charge.
What's happening to Nashville? Something's wrong here. Something's terribly wrong.
Well, on that note, we have to take a short break here. We're on the phone with Cam King, and you will hang on because we want to ask you some more questions on the other side, will you? Hold on. We'll be right back. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Get in your cars, drive down there, get your coffee from Espresso Joe's, get your smokes from Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley, great Americans, and support so many things that go on in our town, in our county here. Joe and Shelley, Tobacco and Brew.
Can we say Stogie?
Stogies. You can say cigars. And I listened to somebody. They were talking about specific types.
Yeah, well, I think people think you just chomp on a stogie all day long.
Nah.
Believe me, I don't think I'd be married to a guy who chomped on a stogie all day long. But, you know,
I chew on steel bars.
We're on the phone with Cam King, a wonderful, brilliant songwriter and now a published author who's calling us from Nashville. Good morning, Cam.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
And once again, let's talk about the book, where we can get it, where somebody can maybe get it online, or where, you know, tell us about the book again.
Okay, this book is called Amplified. It's a collection of short stories by American songwriters. So this is really, for many of us, it's our first shot at fiction. There are some illustrious names that might be known by some members of the audience. I don't think any of us is actually a household name. One name that does pop up on this thing is a nice lady named Maria McKee, who was in the Los Angeles band in the 80s and 90s called Lone Justice.
And what a voice.
She's one of our writers. Dave Olney, with whom I was with last night, is a in my estimation, a very successful Nashville songwriter because he's had a lot of cuts for his songs. But about the book, again, the book is from Melville House Publishing, which you can find online at www.mhp, for Melville's House Publishing, mhpbooks.com. And it is, of course, a work of fiction. You can see the webpage specifically for the book at www.amplifiedbook.com. And that will give you kind of a visual, and it will also give you some excerpts, including something from my story, which Carl, as a guy who likes to hit the road every now and then, this is a story about a guy who likes to run over armadillos. And in my world, the critters always win. So,
well, I tell you, on a Harley doing about 75 miles an hour, you hit an armadillo.
Then the critter wins.
The armadillo wins.
But they win in a different fashion in my book. I tell people it's a Stephen Cam King horror story.
I'll never forget the story, Cam, where you drove back to Albuquerque, New Mexico, with it was raining, cats and dogs, and you were on your motorcycle, and your motorcycle kind of was on its last leg. I'm not sure what type it was, but I remember you putting garbage bags. That was your rain gear.
Yeah, it's something like that. I've done just about everything on a motorcycle, including fixed it in the middle of the Mojave, broken it down to the headers with a flashlight in my mouth with the battery going out on the flashlight.
I can't see it.
And making it, that was a Yamaha 650, and making it into Phoenix. And so I was kind of proud of that. I used to tell people when you ride a motorcycle, getting there is not half the fun. It's wondering if you'll get there is half the fun. So, especially when you do the Mojave.
Well, there's thousands of Japanese bikes still on the road, maybe millions, and the other two or three made it home.
That's right. You know, that joke reminds me of the bus drivers up there at Shasta Caverns. Those were the craziest guys I've ever known. When they drive up there, they're always telling you a joke like the driver tells you, you know, people worry that this bus is going to roll down the hill, and we've never had a bus roll off Shasta. That for some reason they all go end over end. So, I mean, just
oh,
that type of humor.
Hey, you know who's coming to town?
Back to the book. Back to the book. Okay. Amplified, the book, it can probably be found in a local book outlet, probably even there in Reading. To the best of my knowledge, this book is receiving national distribution.
Cam, even in Reading, you know, we have electricity here.
Well, when I did not mean to impugn Reading. What I was saying was that this is a fairly small publishing company.
Yeah,
and so it depends on their ability to distribute, not your ability to receive.
Okay.
No, actually, I'm really not calling in from Nashville. I'm calling in from the corner of Dana Drive and Canby, and I'm all broken down, and this cop is waving at me and telling me to get away from Shasta Mall.
Okay.
Okay, you know who's coming to town quickly? Dave Alvin and the Guilty Women.
Dave Alvin is, if this is the Dave Alvin I know, Dave Alvin used to have a band called the Blasters.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
Is this the man?
This is the guy. He's coming.
Dave and I are acquaintances. He's a very talented fellow. We run into each other from time to time, and we always remember each other because in the 80s, we each had an identical guitar case, which was a regular rectangular electric guitar case, but it was made of shiny brass. Had the nice brassy look, and we got him confused one time at a gig in Lubbock, Texas.
Hey Cam, we have to end this. We're on our hard break here
for ABC News.
But thank you so much for being on, and we will keep plugging the book, and we hope to have you back on again.
Thank you very much, Carl Linda, and thanks to everybody in the radio and streaming audience for listening.
All right, Cam.
Thanks, Cam.
Have a good one. It's called Amplified. We'll be right back.
This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. ABC News. And welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Okay, hey, the rest of the show, we're going to talk about a few things, anywhere ranging from the $4.6 million being cut from the budget. And by the way, Mayor Rick Bassetti will be on our show tomorrow. So a lot of those questions you probably have for the mayor, get ready to start calling at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Other things we want to kind of talk about today is Arnold is talking about legalizing marijuana, which made half the staff in this radio station happy. And a lot of illegal growers up in the North State, very unhappy. And the Mexican drug cartels are saying, no, don't legalize it. Don't legalize it. It'll cut back on the economy. Anyway. And the other things, and we'll talk about anything else. But first, let's talk about our guest host here.
Hey, Carl.
Now, how long have you been listening to this amount of nonsense that we do?
Your guys' show, I've been listening right from the onset, actually. Before you guys started, the couple weeks before your show started on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, Free Fire Saturday.
Yeah, Free Fire Saturday. I heard a little spot for it. The only time I ever listened to KQMS was driving in the car in the mornings, taking kids to school and driving around town, and heard a spot for it. And I thought, that sounds good. I got to get up on Saturday morning, actually. And of course, I slept in the first two Saturdays. Sorry, but started listening after that. And then once you guys actually went every morning, I've been listening at least a couple times a week, and really enjoy the community involvement you guys have. And actually, seems like you guys get some things done in the community. It's really, really nice to see.
Well, you know, if we can provide a voice out there to people, and we have been able to take on a few things, and I promise you, everybody out there, that there's going to be some in the future. We're just going to be hopping on because it's time to turn the wrath loose.
Yeah,
there's enough of this BS. I just am so damn tired of every time that anything happens around here, it's why do the taxpayers take it in the shorts?
Yep.
You know, why can't people make a cut and just say, okay, why can't some people say, let's make a concession now and then? What is going on with not just the economy in Reading, which is, by the way, 16.8% unemployment? Mm-hmm. I think we're also in like the top 10% of places that are in trouble in the United States with employment. But anyway, yep. Going back to Eli, you know, we're just really happy that you're here today.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really glad to be here. I'm born and raised in the North State. Actually, live in Cottonwood and Reading, so I'm a local boy that really thinks, I've traveled a lot and seen a lot of the country and a lot of the world, and always come back and think, this area and Superior, California is the.
And how did you travel? I mean, what took you on your travels?
You know what? I've traveled overseas quite a few times with church groups and supporting ministries overseas and getting schools and churches started there. And so I've been able to travel there. And my wife and I just have a heart for people and for the world, and we love to travel anywhere, road trips, just about anywhere. If we don't get out for a short trip, then we'll jump in the car and drive down and jump the border of Mexico just to say we left the country briefly, you know, just to have the experience. We love it. But
I don't know if jumping the border to Mexico is a great idea anymore.
Not lately.
Yeah, well, I'm with Carl in your heartfelt email that we got from you. And should we take a call?
Yeah. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you know how you always say this is the caller's show?
You got it.
Hey, I want to say that you guys have one of the best shows around, and I think it needs to be either an hour and a half format or a two-hour format, because an hour just isn't enough.
Amen to that, Steve.
Well, thank you.
Well, anyway, I just want to tell you that I really enjoy you guys, and the shows that were on before you guys were okay, but this is really a cool show. I like how you guys present yourselves and all the topics and how you let the audience say what they need to say. Anyway, I just think it'd be a good thing if you guys were on longer.
Well, thanks a lot, Steve. And, you know, who knows what will happen here in the future. You know, right now we're just trying to hang on for an hour.
Just want to throw that out there.
Thank you.
A lot. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's really sweet.
You know, people don't realize that Linda and I and have attention deficit disorder of radio, which means that we go from spot to spot quick. And
I notice.
Oh, yeah, well, Frosty notices. But Frosty's right in the middle of it. He's egging us on. He says, hey, I'm going to make some coffee. How about if I make it triple strength, Carl? You're not quite revved up yet.
Well, you know, we always say this is your show, and we have a website, freefireradio.com, and that's how we got, that's how we met you, Eli. And
yep.
This is great to have
yep.
you here. Yep. And the thing is that we can get dark because there is darkness around us. And the thing, what I like to be able to bring is, like, for instance, Cam King, a songwriter and an artist friend that this has some light and some of the art and what's going on that is, you know, the stuff that you can take a breath with and go, okay, you know, there's that too. But we have a budget problem right now, and that's a reality.
Well, the budget problem, and it's not being helped by a Monterey County jury, has ordered the state to pay $8.6 million to a motorcyclist who was severely injured when he struck six wild boars on a state highway in 2003. Now, they said the state was responsible for Adam Rogers' injuries because officials knew the wild pigs regularly crossed the stretch of Highway 1 just south of Carmel River. And the other thing, $8.6 million. Now, the fact that Rogers was legally drunk probably played into it in a certain way. You know, because he was like 1-0. Now, that doesn't, you know, and here's the thing, though, about alcohol in somebody's system. It affects people different ways. Somebody could have like 0.3, you know, 0.003 in their system, and they are just drunk out of their heads. Other people could have like maybe more than one, and maybe they can handle it better. So that's, the jury, I'm sure, took that into account. But $8.6 million. And the thing is, the state knew about it, but it's $8.6 million. And, of course, they're paying for this man who's in a wheelchair now and paying for his medical.
And actually, I bet the cost of building some sort of deterrent for the boars would have cost less than the settlement that they have to pay out.
You know, how about that sign that shows, you know, pigs going across the road or something like that? Because, you know, if you can sue for that because you know that – yeah, and because the state, I guess, did notice the boars were going across the road to go eat at this place that they had, you know, had food and all garbage and everything, and they didn't put it up. So that's why they're held responsible. But I've had friends that got hit by deer or have hit deer up here in Whiskeytown. I mean, does that mean they can sue and say, hey, look, you know, the state knew that deer were crossing this road?
They didn't pay me when I hit pigs.
Well, you know why? It's because you gathered all of them, threw them in the trunk of your car, and took them home. No, okay. Yeah, that's right. You ran over a bunch of little pigs.
Stop. I don't want to hear it.
Hey, did you hear about Kermit the Frog died? You hear what his final words were? He says, he died of swine flu. He said, his final words were, Miss Peggy swore she was clean. Okay.
I got a text. Carl, that was on a text on my
Carl
cell phone.
Carl Linda Bott. When we get back, we're going to talk about Arnold wants to, he doesn't want to, but he wants people to look at taxing marijuana.
Yeah, man. We're going to take a break. Now,
if we can get anybody probably on the pro side of that to call in because, you know, if they can find their phone. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back to Carl and Linda Bott. That's it. Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show was brought to you by New Image Studios. You know what? If you're looking for something special for Mother's Day, there's you can still get that photo taken of you and have it done by Mother's Day. So visit their website, www.newimagestudio.net. And get the perfect present. Let's
right,
go to the phone.
All right, you lazy sons and daughters, get off your butts. Grab mom. Take them down to New Image at 2655 Park Marina. Get your photos done. Mom's going to love it, and you're going to be thankful you did it.
You don't want a major
scandal. Carol.
Good morning.
More coffee.
I hope I don't sound too corny.
You never?
I just have to tell you guys, I'll probably never, have never met you, probably never will have the opportunity, but... You are a blessing to that radio station. The best thing that's happened to them. And I think you started a new format. I have never heard of a radio program inviting John Q. Public.
Well, you know what?
I've never heard of that. And I think it's wonderful.
It's open line. It's whatever y'all want to talk about. You know, people say, how can you always find something to talk about every day? And I said, well, first of all, when you have legislators like we have down in Sacramento, that's pretty easy. And then you follow it up with the ones we have in Reading sometimes.
Yeah.
But then there's other things that happen, like Arnold coming on. You know, like right now, everybody's lined up to talk about pot. So this is going to be good for 2 days, Carol.
I'll let you go. I thank you for putting up with me because I know I'm a little bit different.
Oh, no, we like different.
You know what? If we didn't like different, we wouldn't be with each other.
We thrive in the different.
Hey, Carl, you're blessed.
I am blessed.
You got Linda.
Ooh.
I like it. Thank you so much for your kind words this morning.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you. There's some sunshine.
Yeah, Dean, okay. Talk to us.
Hey, Carl, are you tickling her while she's trying to do those announcements? Because every once in a while, she giggles right in the middle of it.
Well, you know, it's when I flash her now and then.
You should see
I pull up the T-shirt, and she looks at she looks at the tattoos, and it goes. Okay. What's up?
Okay, now, not all of us smock pokers are... early in the morning. You know, I'm wide awake and telling jokes, and I'm over 50.
Smock poker, you go, girl. Okay, so what's up?
Okay, I'm a guy, but
well, you go. No, you know what? We were just talking about walk a mile in her shoes, and so we were talking about every guy needs to dress and drag once.
Oh no,
so we're all over the place.
Oh, don't get me started on that stupid high heel men walking. What the heck? What's this world coming to?
I don't know, but Eli was right there in the mix.
Yeah, it was
our
for a good cause, so you better watch it.
Carl, were you in there?
Was I in there?
Yeah, were you walking?
No, he's not man enough.
That's right. You know, my satin pumps just kind of, we weren't.
Okay,
there.
I tell you what.
Anyway, what about the pot,
men that put on women's shoes, if they just go find these guys and beat the crap out of them, then we'd be fine.
Okay, what about pot?
On it.
Talk to me about pot. What were you going to say?
Well, it's probably going to be legal, and it's probably going to be a big boon to California. And then Obama's going to say, wow, this is great, money. And it's going to be legal all over the United States.
Okay, now.
And they're going to turn over the tobacco companies into pot companies.
Well, then later on they're going to sue the tobacco companies that are raising marijuana because it's making people stupid?
No, that's already happened with the educational system.
Okay, we got it.
They want people stupid. They don't want people that think. People are thinking they wouldn't have voted Obama.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, ouch. That hurt people.
Yeah, good thing they don't know where you live.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot. We're going to move. John.
Throw the match.
You're up.
Hey,
John.
John.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
You're on.
You know, this marijuana law that they want to legalize marijuana.
Well, they're looking at the possibility of it.
That is the most stupidest thing I've ever heard. Whoever introduced that is stupid.
Well, there was
one of the reasons why is because marijuana is fatal to kids under the age of 5 years old if they're exposed to it. You know, their brain, you know, it slows down the motor in their brain for...
Oh, okay. You mean like secondhand smoke there?
Secondhand smoke, yes.
Oh, okay.
On infants, you know, and they don't recover from that for 30, 40 years. Makes them slow. And so that's one of the reasons why they should never think about legalizing it.
Well, you know, there's other reasons, too.
Now, this new tobacco tax, is that being voted on, the one that they have in now in place?
No, that was just imposed.
This voting has nothing to do with that.
Right. They imposed that tax.
I think it has something to do with it.
Well, I think a lot of it was the federal tax. That was the federal tax, and they did vote. They voted to do it's for the Children's Health Insurance Program, and the way that they funded it was by taxing tobacco.
And the state retirement system, it's funded that.
I'm not sure about
that.
Yeah,
that's what it's doing.
Okay.
They're just using the child tax for the kids.
Well, I tell you what, when you start out with a child, nobody wants to vote against children, even though that the reason they did it, the reasoning was specious. And in fact, is that so many people got into that program that should never have gotten into it. I mean, we could talk about that one all day.
Yeah, they're using that new tobacco tax to fund the state retirement system.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, John, we got to take a break here. Thanks for calling.
So they should never legalize this marijuana because of that reason.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, there's a lot of reasons not to legalize things that are bad for you. You know, I'm all for that. Though, you know, right then, Frosty probably turned off my mic. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines are kind of busy. We'll get right back to you. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
What's in your craw?
Jose.
Yeah, Jose. I mean, Carl, excuse me.
No, you're Jose.
This has been my craw for about a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And if I'm wrong. But did I understand right? The Secretary of Homeland say that the veterans are terrorists because we want to have our guns and buy ammo?
Well, I guess you could say that. She didn't say that exactly. What she said was that military veterans coming back from Iraq, and I guess all military veterans then, are, you know, should be watched because they may be approached by terrorist organizations, and we're more susceptible, and we are trained for it. And this, of course, raised such a brouhaha. But the other things they did say, which goes along with that, is that right-wing Second Amendment gun nuts should be looked at. And now the latest thing they've said is pro-life people that are angry. They could be also be looked on as terrorists. This also came out. This just came out yesterday out of our Department of Homeland Security. Not once do these asses ever say anything about Islamic jihad terrorist organizations. Do they say anything about that? No.
No. I don't understand it. Here, guys from Vietnam, from there's still people from Korea, there's still people from World War II, and the people that are just coming back from Iraq and Iran and all these other ones, and they go say, "Oh, we're terrorists."
Hey, you wanted
what? And we're laying our life. Not mind you, we lay our life on the line.
Yep.
But we're terrorists. That's I did it.
52% of this country wanted a change, Jose. They got it. 52% of the people in this country wanted a change. They got it.
And now they're stuck with it.
And now what we've got to do is live with it until there's another chance for change. So.
That's the first thing I'm going to do when I get a chance. This change. Go back to where we can keep our guns and buy our ammo.
All right,
thank you.
You bet, Jose.
All right, Jose.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Fine. We're running out of time.
The gentleman that was on previous to this last one said that the cigarette taxes or tobacco taxes went towards the retirement system. It doesn't.
Okay.
Thank you much.
All right. I wasn't sure about that. You know, usually we say it. Eli. Okay, Eli,
yeah,
we just got a couple minutes here.
Yep.
What do you think about so far what you've been hearing today?
Well, since I was made fun of for wearing a high heel shoe and walking a mile, which is a challenge when you're walking on one heel with crutches, I wanted to mention that and say that that was the walk a mile in her shoes was an amazing cause, raised a lot of money. I actually didn't get the total for the Women's Refuge, which is an amazing organization. The ladies over there have done amazing good in our community, and that was my motivation for doing it. Was my wife and I have worked with foster girls and teenage girls that have been in and out of the Women's Refuge, and so it was a worthy cause. So anybody out there that's making fun of guys wearing high heels, yeah, you go try it. See how you like it.
Well, you know, we were going to do that, but we were out of town that weekend. But next year, I'm ready. I mean, wear a short skirt.
You were actually, Channel 7 did some footage on you because your amazing story is that you wore high heels with one leg and a crutch.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
And with a smile on your face.
And I made the whole mile in the front of the line, so that's, you know.
Go.
Eli, we'd like to thank you for being on here with us today.
Thank you, guys. It was awesome.
Thanks for listening.
Such a great joy. Honor.
Okay, now tomorrow we're going to have the mayor, Rick Bassetti, is going to be on. Now, we were going to do that how to survive in today's, if something happens. We need to move that because... with this $4.6 million cut and the war that started between our local unions and the police, the fire, public employees in the city about cuts, who's going to give cuts, who's right, who's wrong, it's timely for the mayor to be on here. So it's also timely for y'all to be thinking about what to say on the, what to ask the mayor tomorrow, because we have a few questions. And we're also going to bring our computers in tomorrow so that you can even email it to us. Carl and Linda Botta here on Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?